Hey there, guys. Welcome into the Layup Lines podcast. I'm your host, Michael Chapman, with Seth Horton and Nick Velasquez. Seth is a writer for Cardinal and Kareem, a sports writer, and Nick plays for the basketball team. So, hey, guys, how are y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Doing pretty good, Chap. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. So we're just going to jump right into things today. We're going to talk a little college football from last week. Week one is under our belts, so it's good to have it back. I think college football is probably the one thing that at least somewhat universally students on Union care about as far as sports. So
yeah, and it's also like right after that time period where basketball is done, football is done.
Yeah, we've had like baseball
it's
for
just
3 months.
Been baseball, so it's a nice relief when you get college football back.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. What about Alabama last week, guys? They looked dominant to me in the Florida State game.
As always, I mean, I don't know when they're not going to be dominant.
Dominant and boring.
Yeah,
it's the staple of Alabama
game.
Football.
Yeah, maybe when Nick Saban leaves, they might lose a game for real.
Yeah, yeah, man. Saban's phenomenal. Probably the best coach I think ever in college football. You can make an argument for Bear Bryant too, for sure. But Saban's just been dominant over the course of his career.
I don't know where he finds like these beasts. Like he just finds these running backs and these defensive players that are just crazy freak athletes.
Oh yeah. I mean, and Seth knows one place where he finds these beasts. Seth went to high school with Reuben Foster, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Reuben's a nice guy, right, Seth?
Reuben's a real nice guy.
Doesn't he have kids?
I know he has a kid. He has a daughter, I think.
He has a daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reuben went to Alabama, but he committed to Auburn, so he's got an Auburn tattoo on his forearm.
Really?
That's the best story, man, because he originally had when he went to Troop High School with me, he committed to Alabama verbally. And he transferred to Auburn High School and committed to Auburn, decommitted from Auburn after he got the tattoo on his forearm, committed back to Alabama, and they made him like cover up the tattoo every game.
Wow.
That's one of the funniest stories I think I've heard, man. Because it's not just like he committed to South Carolina and got a South Carolina tattoo and then went to Bama. This is like the biggest rivalry, one of the biggest rivalries in sports. And he's got that Auburn tattoo forever branded on him.
Yeah, he needs that like tattoo cover up thing that they do.
Yeah, or maybe just get like a giant X or something over it, something like disrespectful. Because you can't be an Alabama alum and have an Auburn tattoo, man. That's just wrong.
He didn't graduate though, did he?
I don't know. I guess he didn't. But he went to Alabama, and he's known as an Alabama football player.
Definitely.
AJ McCarron married a girl from Auburn, which that just seems wrong to me. But, oh, man.
Chap, I feel like you let football and sports in general just kind of, like, rule your life a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to marry a UT fan, Seth. I'm a Vandy fan, so there's no way I'm going to marry or have like if I had
or
a UT
be friends
tattoo
with a UT a UT
I mean my dad's a UT fan. I've got a few friends who are UT fans, unfortunately, but
just gotta deal with that.
Yeah, I've got to deal with it. My entire mom's side of the family is UT fans. They give me crap about being a Vandy fan
because Vandy is like they're always like middle of the pack, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Which is
better than it used to be, man. Like,
right.
Bobby Johnson put us into like relevance at least somewhat. Because back in like the early 2000s, or I guess not the early 2000s, but like the 90s and before, like the 40s through the 90s, we were just crap. We were like us in Kentucky.
The 40s to the 90s. Wow.
Us in Kentucky were the bottom feeders of the SEC. I think we won like a game a season for like 5 decades, man. It was bad. And that game would be against like Wake Forest, who's one of the other worst Power 5 teams.
But, yeah, no, it's just, I don't know how you're a Vandy fan, man.
Oh, dude, I love Vandy. I'm looking forward to this year. I think we're going to be pretty good. We beat MTSU real bad last week.
Yeah, but it's MTSU. Like, they're not a power five conference team. Like, you can't
MTSU's
measure up
though,
your
man.
Season
They played us close the last 2 years. Like, the last 2 years, I think they gained 500 yards on us each game.
But does that mean that they're good?
Yeah. but like, it means that we're improved because we only gave up, like, 218 yards against them. We beat them 28-6 after they played us close 2 years in a row. So.
You never know.
And we made a bowl game last year. We beat UT.
That's
we
true.
Beat,
you did make a bowl game
last
year.
We beat Georgia last year. So we're better than last year. I think you can reasonably say from that MTSU game.
Right,
that's fair.
We will see. It could be an outlier. It could be a good year.
Yeah. You know who else is better than last year?
South Carolina?
No, I was going to say UCLA.
Oh, UCLA, man.
Yeah,
all three of our teams are better than last year.
UCLA had a great comeback.
Yeah.
And I loved every second of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
how are you feeling during the first half?
It was a little rough. It was a little rough watching it.
Dude, I was watching, I don't remember, there was another game on that night. I think it was Virginia Tech, West Virginia, but I was watching that game.
Yeah, it was.
And like on the ticker at the bottom, it would be score alert after score alert. Like Texas A&M is now up like 45-10 or
yeah,
whatever.
That was like
44-10.
Yeah, something like that.
And then like I went to bed, or no, I guess I went somewhere. I don't remember what I was doing, but like I left the TV and then all of a sudden like the next morning I wake up, UCLA like completed a 34-point comeback. That's crazy. Josh Rosen was ridiculous. I went back and watched the entire fourth quarter. He had like 300 yards or something just in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, he's gonna be good.
Yeah. So I guess you're a Jets fan too. So
yes,
there's gonna be a big debate maybe in April between him, between Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold for you guys if you guys get the number one pick. Where
honestly,
are you on that?
I really hope we get Josh Rosen. Like, that would be my dream.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This year, we had the pick where we could have went with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So I was kind of hoping that we would go in that direction.
Yeah. What pick did you guys have this year?
I think we had the 7th or 6th.
And y'all, who did y'all get? I don't even remember.
We got the safety.
Yeah, Jamal Adams.
Yeah,
Jamal Adams was considered like maybe the top prospect in the nation, though.
So we made out. We made out in the draft. But
yeah, no, I think y'all got a better value than the Titans did. I'm a Titans fan too. I think y'all got a better value than we did at 5 with Corey Davis. I was kind of mad at first about that pick.
Right. Yeah.
But
he went to Western Michigan, right?
Yeah, he went to Western Michigan. He got Western Michigan to a New Year's Six Bowl last year, though, so that was good. Like, he was a great player, and he was probably the best receiver in the draft, but I still thought 5 was probably reaching for him a little bit. And then we did the same thing at 18 with Adoree Jackson because there were better, like, corners available, but he's an explosive player, and we needed, like, an explosive special team player. So he might start for us tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, no, didn't I – if you give Mariota some weapons, my boy Mariota, shout out Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, if you get him some weapons, I think you guys can be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You played middle school basketball against Mariota one time,
didn't
you? Yeah,
I did. He went to one of the private schools out on my island, and I think he stopped playing basketball in 9th grade. But he was a 9th grader playing intermediate.
Okay.
So he was just like this raw, tall, fast kid. And so I was in 7th grade. He was in 9th grade.
How tall was Mariota in 9th grade? Was he like as tall as he is now almost?
Nah, he was a little shorter than
that. Okay. Yeah, because I know when I was in 9th grade, I'm like 6'2 now. I was like 6'1 in 9th grade.
So 6'1 in 9th grade?
About at least 6 feet tall. I haven't grown hardly at all since like really 7th or 8th grade. I was really tall back then.
Yeah, he was a monster back then.
Yeah.
In 9th grade.
Yeah. I played basketball a little bit back then, but I was a center and a defensive center strictly. But I was phenomenal on defense, but I didn't know like how to play offense. My coach in upward basketball just told me you stand on the on the block. In the like right next to the paint, and so that's what I did on offense. I didn't know I was supposed to move or anything. It was really bad. I didn't watch basketball back then that much either, especially like I watched some Vandy games occasionally, but I didn't really know how the game worked. But I was a lockdown defender though, Nick. We played man on man.
Blocked Shaq with two hands.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. No, that didn't actually happen. But.
Come on, Chap. You got to learn how to embellish.
Yeah, you just got to embrace the role, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did block Shaq with two hands. You're right. No. But yeah. So I guess if you guys want to get into some Union basketball now.
We can.
We had a big, overhaul in the roster this year. I think we've got, four guys left who played significant minutes last year. You and Casey and Charlie and then Alex Keel.
Yeah.
And then we've got Stu and John, too. Hopefully they can get some more minutes than they did last year. But just go down the roster, I guess.
Six freshmen.
Wow. And a couple of transfers, too. Let's go down the roster, just like any new guys we can talk about a little bit.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, rattle them off.
J.C. Hawkins, what do you know about him, man? I haven't watched any film of him yet.
Kentucky. He's from Kentucky. Yeah. He's got a good jumper. He's about 6'5".
Yeah, he's listed as 6'6" on the roster.
Yeah, so he's a...
Is he a guard or a forward? Or
He'll play a little bit of both.
Okay.
He'll be on the wing a little bit, and he might play a little forward, too.
Okay.
Nice.
So he'll be good
An Ashanti Day type, maybe.
He's more of a perimeter guy than Ashanti.
Okay, okay.
But
yeah, Ashanti was listed as a guard-forward combo. But
yeah, no.
Yeah, he definitely was more a rebounder and played in the post. Tyree Boykin, I haven't watched any film of him either. He's from Clarksville, so that's 30 minutes from where I'm from.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's more of a shooter, and he'll definitely help us out this year.
Okay, awesome. What about Todd Barnes? He's 6'5". I watched a little bit of film of him.
Yeah, no, he's from California. He athletic. He gets around.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no, he's a junior. He's also 24.
Yeah.
So we're going to need that old man strength, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he went to college, I guess where he grew up, because he went to Pasadena High School and then Pasadena City College.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tevin Florent, man. This guy is an athletic freak. I've watched more film on him, I think, than anybody else that we picked up this offseason.
Yeah, but no, he's about 6'6".
6'7", is what he's listed as, but
maybe
they embellish a little bit on some of those. I don't know.
But, yeah, no, they'll probably put him on they'll put him more in the post, and then he'll play a little bit of wing. He's a slasher, athletic type, too.
Yeah. This kid was dunking at 14 years old. I've seen videos on YouTube, 14-year-old kid from Florida can dunk. But he dunked over some people in high school, too, man.
Yeah.
He's ridiculously athletic.
Yeah, no.
Chappie, are you excited?
Oh, I'm excited about Tevin, man. I'm really excited about Tevin.
Yeah, no, we'll probably throw some lives to him.
Oh, yeah.
Get you out of your seat.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that, man. Charlie's another great dunker on this team. Between the two of them, who would you say is the better dunker?
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie? Okay. Sure. Okay.
Tevin's still a little young.
Yeah, so Tevin's what, 18, 19 years old. Yeah. He's a freshman. So Charlie's a senior this year. Yeah, hopefully Charlie can stay healthy this year, too, because he struggled with that the first 2 years. But
he'll stay healthy, Chap. He's going to rock the league.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Charlie rocks.
If Charlie can stay healthy, man, this team has a chance to go a long way, I think.
All the way to the tournament. I'm telling you, here, right now.
Bold
prediction. Let's go. Hot takes.
NFL
winning it all.
Winning it all, Seth.
I'm calling it.
All right. All right. Winning the D2 tournament. Yeah. I love it, man.
D1 tournament, man. D1. We'll play up.
Yeah, no,
we start out in Division 2 and we go win the D1 tournament. All right, Seth. Seth with the hot takes, guys. Seth Horton, my man.
That's what I'm here for.
What about Pedro Da Silva, man? He's 6'10". Yeah. I saw him in Kobo the other day, the cafeteria, and I was just like, dude, I hope that guy plays basketball for us.
Well, you are correct. He's good. He's really good on a low block. He has a good package of moves down there. So we'll be sticking it on him a lot this year, and depend on him to get some easy buckets for us.
That's awesome.
So,
man.
I think he's coming out of JUCO in Kansas, but he's from Brazil.
Yeah.
But he'll be good.
That's awesome, man. What about Isaac Elliott? That's another guy I couldn't find much film on.
Yeah, no, he's a freshman from Trinity High School, mm-hmm. up the road. So he's athletic. He's really athletic. But we will see about him. I think he'll be good in time.
Awesome. What about Caleb Ball? He's 6'7". He's also from Jackson, too. Yeah,
no, from Jackson, hometown guy. He's good. No, he works hard. He's always in the gym shooting. And so, like, I think he has a sprained ankle right now, but he's getting better.
Any relation to Lonzo Ball?
No relation.
Oh, man. I was hoping.
Dang it.
I was hoping. No,
he's complete opposite.
Okay.
Yeah.
But... And then Luka, how do you say his last name?
My boy, man? Luka.
Luka Filipovic or something?
Yeah, it's something like that. I honestly can't tell you.
Okay. Luka, East European last name.
Yeah.
he's good, though. He's young, and he's got to put some more weight on.
Yeah. But yeah, he's 7 feet tall and 205 pounds. At least is what he's listed out on the roster. Yeah, lanky. So
very lanky. So he just has to put some weight on. But you can see, like, the potential is there, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's a hard worker, too. So. Yeah.
I've seen a little bit of film of him. He can shoot, too, which is great. Reminds me a little bit of Luke Kornet for Vanderbilt the last couple of years. He was a 7 footer.
Vandy guy.
Oh, yeah. He was a 7 footer. He was lanky. He put on some weight like the last couple of years, though, but he could shoot. He hit more threes ever than anyone in D1 who's 7 feet or taller. Maybe Luka can break that D2 record. We'll see.
He has the potential to do it.
Nick, you're going to learn real quick. Chappie's a homer.
Oh, yeah.
Big time homer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can make compare anybody to a Vandy player or a Titans player or someone like that, man. But let's get into the women's team a little bit now. I think we've picked up a lot of really good players on the women's team this year. Most notably probably Chelsea Shumpert, who
my homegirl.
Yeah, she played in D1. She was a starter in D1 for 3 years. She played for UT Chattanooga. She played in the tournament last year against Louisville. So, Seth, you're actually doing a feature story on her. I think the feature is probably going to come out before this podcast. So, if you're listening to this, just go to the sports tab and you can go read that feature that Seth wrote. But, Seth, do you want to just tell us a little bit about her?
She's really cool. Like, she's just really chill. Apparently, like, she went to UT Chattanooga, and she played there. She played there for 4 years, but she got redshirt her junior year, I think it was. She played, like, 3 games that season.
Yeah.
But her stats were really impressive. I actually have them up here.
She was, like, the second leading scorer last year, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was the second leading scorer last year, and that wasn't even her, like, best scoring year. She had scored, like, she scored 10.9, almost 11 points last year, and then like 11.5 her sophomore year. But she was pretty impressive, man. 83% free throw shooter. She's going to be good.
Yeah. And she didn't even transfer here for basketball, right? She transferred here for like her graduate degree, and she's just playing basketball. Because, I mean, who wouldn't want to play basketball with Mark Campbell? He's one of the winningest coaches in college basketball since the turn of the millennium, man.
Yeah, no. A good coach.
Oh, yeah. But I guess now we can get into some NBA stuff. There was a lot that happened this offseason in the NBA, from Kyrie going to the Celtics. Yeah. So that's the big Celtics fan. So yeah,
Gordon Hayward went to the Celtics.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward went to the Celtics. Jimmy Butler, Paul George. I mean, a lot of big names moved this offseason.
Garpak's still the worst front office in the NBA.
Yeah.
I gotta shout out Caleb Lay. He wanted Gordon Hayward to be reunited with his old Butler coach.
Oh, yeah, and Brad Stevens.
So
he got that.
So if Caleb Lay listens to this, shout out Caleb Lay.
Yeah, Caleb was the sports editor for Cardinal and Cream the last 2 or 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine and Nick's and Seth. So shout out to you, Caleb. Thank you,
Nick. We love you.
But, yeah, we do love you, Caleb. But... yeah, no, I'm really excited to watch the Celtics this year. Kyrie and Gordon. They lost a lot of defense, though.
Yeah.
I think.
A lot of defense.
Avery Bradley, Amir Johnson.
Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder. But
it's fun. It's fine. We'll make up for it. We cut the defense in half, triple the offense. It's fine.
Yeah. Triple the offense.
Basically.
We lost Isaiah now, Seth. I'm not sure about triple the offense, but no, Kyrie's going to be a phenomenal playmaker. You go ahead, Nick.
I was just going to say, I think Kyrie will be better, though, more on defense than IT, because, I mean,
yeah,
the fact of the matter is IT is 5'9".
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kyrie is about 6'2".
Isaiah wasn't bad for lack of trying. He tried his darndest. He just couldn't
Kyrie chooses when he wants to play D. He can, but he doesn't always.
So. Didn't Isaiah get, like, one vote for All-NBA defense
because
he tried so hard?
It's my boy.
Oh, man.
A for effort.
Yeah, Isaiah can't play D just because he's 5'9", and everybody he's trying to play D against is somewhere between, like, 6'3 and 6'7". But
that's fine, though.
But, yeah.
That's fine.
I have high hopes for Isaiah in Cleveland, too. I know he's got the hip injury right now, but he should be back hopefully by midseason or so, get some chemistry with LeBron and them.
Going to start over Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be the starter there once he comes back. And Derrick Rose is a good backup point guard in this league.
Really good. For, like, half the season.
Do what?
For half the season until he gets hurt.
Oh, yeah. Until he gets hurt,
it's coming, man. I'm calling it.
I hope he has a healthy year.
Yeah, I do, too. Derrick Rose is one of the most fun players to watch in the NBA when he's healthy.
Yeah.
He actually had a pretty good season last season.
He did. He averaged, like, nearly 19 points a game, I think, with the Knicks.
Yeah, and he shot, I want to say it was, like, 45-ish percent from the field.
No,
it was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be interesting to see him and LeBron playing alongside each other, though, after, like, they went back and forth in the MVP discussion way back earlier in their careers. But
when D-Rose won it.
Yeah, D-Rose won it. And I think LeBron sandwiched D-Rose's win with, like, two MVPs on either side of it 2 years before and the 2 years after. But who's y'all's pick for MVP this year in the NBA?
That's a tough one.
I think you know who I'm going with.
Oh, yeah. You're an Oklahoma City guy. You got to go with Westbrook.
Back to back.
Oh, that would be awesome, man. He what an incredible year last year. Historic.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people think that was just a, like, kind of a one-time thing. But this is actually how he really plays every night.
Oh, yeah.
So I could see happening again.
Before KD left, he already played with, like, 105% effort every single play, every single night. And then after that, after KD left, that was just more fuel. Now I think he's at, like, 120% every single night.
Like,
it's
really went into Super Saiyan or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Russ is...
He's got to play with PG now. We're going to see how that plays out.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm excited to see that.
That'll be fun to watch. I don't know how that's going to affect Russ's numbers.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for the team, though.
I think it will help him because his usage rate won't be as high. He has more weapons. Like, PG can shoot the three.
Oh, yeah.
We picked up Patrick Patterson. He can shoot the three.
True.
So that was also, like, a liability for us. Like, if he passed the ball, nobody was hitting shots.
Yeah.
If he went out of the game,
it had to be like alley-oops, man, or like easy dunks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Enes Kanter was fairly reliable in the low post, and Steven Adams was more of a defender. But
their number two offensive weapon was really Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
And he didn't come through for us at
all.
He's
a good player, but he's not a number two option.
Yeah.
He had the potential. I really don't know. I thought once we got him last year in the offseason, I thought we would be all right. We would be better than what we did this year.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He couldn't
get
going like he was towards the end of his years in Orlando.
I definitely think, though, trading Oladipo and Sabonis for PG
was worth it.
Was worth it.
Was well worth it.
Yeah, PG's gonna push that team over the edge, I think.
He's a lockdown defender.
Oh, yeah. And one of the best two-way players in the game right now,
along
with Kawhi Leonard and a couple of other guys. But
I think he'll definitely help us out a lot.
Yeah. Expectations for the Thunder this year, Nick?
At least Western Conference Finals.
At least Western Conference Finals.
At least Western Conference Finals.
All right.
I think we can beat Houston. I think we can beat San Antonio.
Okay.
Golden State, that's a toss-up.
Yeah. a toss-up.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I think we could match up with them more than they think. Cause yeah. Steven Adams and Zaza, I'll take Steven Adams all day.
Oh, yeah, well. Absolutely.
Probably Patrick Patterson and Draymond. I think Patterson might be able to hold his own a little bit.
I don't know about that. But
yeah, we'll see. I mean,
on the defensive end, I think he'll be able to play defense on Draymond.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'll be fine. He's a good defender, and Draymond is not that good on offense. I don't think either of them are going to do that much scoring if that series happens.
You still have Enes Kanter, right?
Yeah.
So you got Enes Kanter, who's a really good defender in the paint. So I think that'll...
His defense, we don't talk about a lot that one. We really talk about his offense.
Yeah, he's a good offensive player.
Yeah.
But
I thought he was a good defensive player.
And then KD and PG, of course KD has the edge.
Yeah, KD has the edge, but it's 100 times closer than it was last year.
Yeah.
With, Roberson?
Yeah, well, Roberson's still there. He'll probably start still and be on Clay. So okay. Roberson has a...
Oh, yeah, he's a shooting guard, I guess.
He won't do nothing offensively. But
right. He can hopefully lock down Clay, though, because he's a really good defender.
He'll give Clay some problems. And then Russ and Steph?
I think I take Russ there.
Yeah.
One-on-one matchups, but because Russ is a good defender, too. And Steph isn't bad on D either.
Well, they probably put Steph on Roberson and Clay on Russ.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It depends.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Clay would definitely be on Russ. You're right.
Yeah.
But what about Jimmy Butler to the Timberwolves?
The Timberwolves, they're looking very promising, too. Yeah. I think they'll be like a second-round team this year.
Oh, wow. Because
Cat's developing.
Who are they going to beat to get to the second round? Is it going to be Houston, San Antonio? Obviously, you don't think it'll be your Thunder, but...
No. I think it could be like a San Antonio.
Okay, wow.
Because, I mean, there's Jimmy. Cat's really coming along. They just got Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague's not a slouch.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Teague's a good point guard in this game, man.
Wiggins is an offensive machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he has potential on D.
So. He has potential on D, but he hasn't showed it yet, though.
And then they got Taj Gibson and Jamal Crawford, so.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they got Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, so.
They're going to be good.
Yeah, I know.
That's one of the best, like.
They had a good offseason.
That's one of the best five-man, like, starting five in the NBA, I think.
I agree with you.
But, yeah. I'm really excited to see Jimmy play with Kat and Wiggins, man. Hopefully Wiggins can pick it up on D this year, too, because last year he was awful on D. Last year, if I remember right, players hit a higher percentage of shots when he was their primary defender than when the shots were uncontested. Wow. So, Wiggins needs to pick it up on D.
That's a terrible stat to have.
He's got the size, the tools to be athletic. But he just needs to put forth the effort on that side of the ball.
I don't think
we saw that last year. Kat's a great defender, though.
Kat's
just a great player overall, and obviously Jimmy adds a lot to the defensive side
of
the ball.
Another two-way player.
We haven't gotten that much into the Celtics yet. We talked a little bit about them at the beginning, but I want to hear your predictions and thoughts on how good the Celtics are going to be this year, Seth.
Eastern Conference Finals. I'm pretty certain that we're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals.
Beat the Wizards in the second round, probably.
Probably. That's not going to be nearly as entertaining this year because there's only four guys left on the roster from last year, and I don't know how much any of them actually hate the Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah, that part's a little sad for me because that was probably the most heated rivalry in the NBA. Obviously, Russ and KD, but that was more of an individual thing.
Coach Fitzpatrick in the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good series, man. The Grizzlies and the Spurs. I wish the Grizzlies could have pulled it out. I always like to, just because they're like an hour away from here, I like to root for them.
But, I just like an underdog story.
Oh, yeah. And I love Mark Gasol, and Zach Randolph isn't there anymore, but he was last year.
Z-Bo.
But
love Z-Bo.
Yeah.
No, I think the Celtics, though, they have a legitimate shot to knock LeBron out of the finals this year.
Yeah, I'm hoping too.
The only thing about that is, anytime LeBron plays the Celtics, he just plays out of his mind.
Yeah.
And it makes me cry every time.
Yeah, ever since the 2008 season or whatever, that year was bad. That he had a bad series against y'all when y'all won the title.
After that, anytime he's played, it's been like 30-something points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists. Yeah.
To be fair, the Celtics have only been good for a couple of years since then.
We were always good, Chad.
Seth. Y'all went like, y'all won like what, 19 games one
22
year?
22 games, 22. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. But y'all were rebuilding. The Nets trade, man. The Nets trade
was great.
Yeah. That's finally over now, though. Y'all don't have anybody left from that
trade. I don't have to keep up with the Nets picks for the first time in, what, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's just weird because...
It's about time. That's crazy. Like, Danny Ainge really made some good moves to the fact that they were still a pretty decent team in the Eastern Conference, and they still was getting these high draft picks.
Like, oh, yeah. That was, yeah. He traded KG and Paul Pierce at exactly the right time. Yeah. Right when they were both just about to hit the end of their prime.
Yeah.
No, and there was nothing we could do at that point anyway. Like, we weren't going to make it back to the finals.
Yeah, because like, LeBron was with Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade.
All in their prime.
Yeah. There was – nobody was going to beat the Heat in the East, at least. The Spurs beat them once, and I think the Mavericks.
The Mavs.
I don't know why the Mavericks won that series to this day.
Because Dirk Nowitzki –
went off.
he went off.
He really did.
And LeBron was awful in that series too, man. I don't know what happened with LeBron.
I mean, that's fine and everything, but Dirk Nowitzki carried the team on his back.
Oh yeah. Oh, I don't not to take anything away from Dirk, man. He's been the face of Dallas sports to me for a long time.
He's like 40 now.
Yeah. Right?
He's like 38.
38.
Yeah. He's old.
I think he just had a 2-year deal though, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He did, right?
He did. I don't know if he'll play the second year of it, but we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't want to see him retire, man.
I don't either, man. He's still fun to watch. He's not as dominant as he used to be, but there's nothing like watching a Dirk like step back, like fade away jumper, man.
Yeah, man, I hear you. But those are good days.
Yeah, so you think Eastern Conference Finals for the Celtics, Seth?
I think Eastern Conference Finals, at least. I think we have a pretty good shot to take down the Cavs this year, especially considering that Zay is hurt. And I don't know what it's going to look like when he comes back. I hope he comes back and plays just as well, if not better, than he was playing in Boston.
Wow.
But I don't know what's going to happen there, and I don't know how Derrick Rose is going to pan out, just because Derrick Rose has such a lengthy history of injuries. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah. The Cavs are reportedly optimistic about Isaiah's status. Obviously, he won't be there at the beginning of the year, but, you know, hopefully halfway through the year or so, he can get back in and play significant minutes and hopefully build up some chemistry. Because it's just sad to see, like, such a good player and such a hard worker, just get an injury like that. Hopefully, he can come back at full strength, though.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But
no, I hope so too.
But yeah, I guess that's all the time we have for today though, guys. So thanks for being with us, Seth and Nick.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
No problem.
Having me back this year.
Do what?
So thanks for having me back this year.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. You were great last year. We're glad to have you back. We do love you, Nico. Nico Suave. What a man. Alrighty. All right, we'll see you guys next week on the Layup Lines podcast. Thank you so much.